Chapter 1. As I strode down a corridor in the med sector, tension coiled through me, tightening the muscles of my shoulders and neck until my head throbbed. But the physical pain was nothing compared to the ache in my chest, the knot in my gut, the fist lodged in my throat, making each breath a conscious effort. I rounded a corner, then another, making my way back to the recovery pod, where Emmy was recuperating from the gut wound she had suffered at the hands of the asshole space pirates. My hands balled into fists as I thought of them. Despised them. Every devastating thing that had happened, all the Zari psychics who had died during the attack, all the damage to the Elysium, and, of course, Raiden's heroic sacrifice, directly tied back to the pirates. This was their fault. All of it. And there was nothing I could do about this simmering rage, because they were already gone. I forced my fists to unclench and stretched out my fingers. What was done was done. The dead were gone. But there was still hope for Raiden. In a matter of minutes, I would deliver news to Emmy that would give her hope of seeing her son again. But it also carried the potential to destroy her completely. We had found the pirate shuttle, the ship Raiden had piloted as a decoy to lead the Sakali scout ship off our trail. Barely an hour ago, the Elysium's deep space telemetry system pinged the shuttle's unique signal on Othrys, a once habitable planet orbiting the star Acheron that just so happened to be the Sakali home planet. Since the shuttle was already logged in our system, it was far easier for us to find it, though the signal was extremely spotty. I wasn't blinded by hope. The location was significant. How, why, of all the places in the universe, had Raiden's ship, the decoy that saved the rest of us by drawing the Sakali off our trail, ended up there? It had been a suicide mission. It should have been my mission. But Raiden had taken advantage of my weakened state and overpowered me. My hands balled into tight fists once more, and again, I had to force them to unclench. I shook out my arms and my shoulders. I rolled my neck, attempting to dispel some of the sudden agitation, replacing thoughts of those last devastating moments with Raiden in the transport hangar, with everything Hades had told me about Othrys. Dwelling on what had already happened wouldn't help us now, but being prepared couldn't hurt. As far as we knew, Othrys had been abandoned by the Sakali millennia ago. It was their home planet, the same world they had abandoned with my people's help tens of thousands of years ago, before the war. Even then, the radiation cocktail emitted by the planet's red star, Acheron, had been making Othrys increasingly uninhabitable for organic life. It had only intensified in the millennia since. We were already experiencing the power of that radiation, which was causing electromagnetic interference, periodically disrupting the signal from Raiden's ship. Its beacon kept winking in and out on the navigation chart. Of course, that same radiation was what Hades claimed would hide us from detection when we dropped out of FTL in the shadow of Othrys' moon. I paused outside the door panel leading into Emmy's recovery pod and thought through what I was going to tell her. What if we found Raiden's ship, but not Raiden? What would be worse, finding a body or finding nothing at all? If we didn't find him on that planet, would the hope that he was still out there become all-consuming? Already, my internal risk scale was dangerously uneven. Despite Hades' willingness to fly the Elysium, the vehicle ferrying the last vestiges of the human and the Olympian races across the universe, into what was most likely a trap of some kind, I knew he didn't think it